coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. HagmanReport.com, that's HagmanReport.com. That's where to go to find all of the information, the shows. If you go to the top of HagmanReport.com, you'll be able to access all of our shows, archive, current and archive shows. So it's HagmanReport.com, content on the front page. Scroll down, there's all of our contact information and what have you. On the right, links to important things, including, folks, including Gen6.com Extinctions Protocol event, which is next week. It's so hard to comprehend the fact that this is just rolling. Time is rolling so fast. We're halfway through 2021, nearly halfway through 2021. But folks, go to Gen6.com, whether it's through Hagman Report link or just type in Gen6.com. And there it is right there. Or go to stevequayle.com and click on the Extinction Protocols link. Purchase Extinction Protocols 2021 live streaming video on demand for $99 or the DVDs. Hey, and the DVDs, extra credit there, right? And you'll get a nice gift of silver with that too. I still believe that that offer is still going on. If not, my apologies. If it is, great. Take advantage of that. But certainly make sure you're plugged into this. Please be plugged into this, because the relevance of this, I don't have to sell anyone on this. I really don't. You either get it or you don't. And if you don't, too bad for you. I mean, there's nothing I can say, because the time is so critical right now. You heard, the walls are crumbling around Fauci, around the gain of function studies that have been taking place inside the United States. The perjury by Fauci, that garden gnome, in front of Congress. But apparently that's okay, right? Follow the science. Yeah, how's that working out? From the University of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Ralph Barrick, Eco Health Alliance, the funding of gain of function studies. Essentially what that is weaponization. Steve Quayle has written about that, wrote about that 25 years ago, over 25 years ago. And Steve is with me now momentarily. But before I get to Steve, just understand the walls around Fauci and the National Institute of Health, the mask, the control, the jab, all of that, what you've been told, everything you've been told is a lie, but not just a lie, a contemptible damn lie. All right. And understand, this is all about control. Is this about a virus? Well, yes, there's a virus. Okay. Yes. Yes, there is a virus, but this is not what you've been told it is. This is something much more nefarious. This is for global control. And if people think that's hyperbole, hey, I'm not going to say I'm sorry. Wake up. Wake up. And folks, you're tuning in because you know this. But there's additional information. Steve's got a lot of information today, so I'm not going to hold up the program too much. There are a couple of issues that I've got to address that we have to address first. The first thing, I just want to thank you. I want to thank each and every one of you who have purchased my book, In the Dark of Night. Okay, this is inspired by actual events, based on a true investigation back in the late 80s that's relevant today. So before spirit cooking, before Pizzagate, before those terms became commonplace in the lexicon of investigations, there was this investigation. And this kind of sets the stage, at least in my view, for what's happening today. And if you want to know the inside scoop of what Russ Dizdar said, I had a great conversation with him yesterday, a long conversation about what's in this book. Hey, this is it. Craig Sawyer, what Craig Sawyer does as well. This will give you the inside scoop as to what takes place. In the Dark of Night, it's available on Amazon, either paperback or, paperback or Kindle version. And it's right now it's pulling a 4.9 out of 5 on Amazon. It was on the best-selling, in the best-selling category for about, 6 hours, which is pretty cool. You know, I can, at least I've got that, right? And there's about 30 reviews, all positive. So I want to thank you for that. And if it's also available at HagmanStore.com. So if you want a signed copy, mosey on over to HagmanStore.com, click on the book, and make sure you fill out how you want it addressed. If you want me to say happy birthday, Dad, or whatever it might be, or to, you know, Jennifer, whatever. Just be very specific so I can accommodate you. Okay. And, but the important thing is this information gets out. And I want to thank you for that. And I want to thank Eric the Tech. By the way, another bit of business, Eric the Tech. It's his 36th birthday today. Happy, everyone together. Happy birthday. Thank you. All right. Studio audience. Yep. There, everyone in the studio audience is actually singing happy birthday. We had to mute them out. But happy birthday, Eric.
Thank you.
All right. All right. So
we've got everybody in the studio 6 feet apart with masks on. So we're good.
Yeah. We were spooning just moments ago. I'm kidding. But, no, he's a very great guy and a great son-in-law as well. All right. So that's that. Let me check that off. Okay. Happy birthday. We check that off. All right. A little programming note. Tomorrow, we're not going to have a program. And I want to explain why. Because it's because of you guys out there. Every one of you. Mm-hmm. We're not having a program tomorrow. Briefly and vaguely, deliberately vaguely. I'll be meeting with Russ Dizdar tomorrow and his team. I'm just going to put a period right there. I'll just add this. Russ and his team do exceptional work with respect to investigating, the abduction of children, the exploitation of children, and the exploitation of really all ages of victims. And yes, it's still going on in different communities all across the United States, every community really all across the United States. His team that he has assembled is one of the best, I believe. Now he also, him and Craig Sawyer, work on parallel paths, but they're both in trenches, boots on the ground. So I'll be, joining them for, the pretty much the entire weekend this weekend. And I might add as well, I'll give what I can give on our Patreon meeting this coming Sunday at 7 p.m. We have a Patreon meeting at 7 p.m. So I want to make sure we get that. So the members of the Patreon community will be updated as to what's taking place. And then I'll also talk to you folks about getting your copy of the book, as well. So, that's really exciting. I believe it's exciting because anytime we can help children, this is, the way to do. And speaking of helping children, and speaking of Russ Dizdar, and speaking of Craig Sawyer, and speaking of really, I don't even want to say my guest, my brother, I believe my true brother in Christ, my best friend, Steve Quayle. Speaking of him, I have an announcement here to make. This week, we, meaning Steve Quayle, Russ Dizdar, myself and Steve Quayle, were awarded a $4.65 million judgment against one individual by the name of Daniel John Lee. And what I want to do, and I spoke to Steve before the program, what we'll do is explain this. I'm going to show you the exhibit, the actual courtroom exhibit, identified as Exhibit 1, that was played before the court. You might say, well, why are you talking about this right now? You're addressing your critics. No, it goes beyond that. When we talk about child sex trafficking, human sex trafficking, we're talking about saving children who are endangered, imperiled, whether it's the southern border coyotes, whether it is CPS workers who are rogue in their activities, whether it is the predator, whether it's a Jeffrey Dahmer type individual. And yes, there are many out there. There are people who work cases like this, And those people are Russ Dizdar and Craig Sawyer. Russ on the ministerial side and also pastoral side, spiritual side, and then Craig Sawyer on the tactical operation side. But Russ also on the practical and tactical side as well. When things come out, when people present themselves, they self-identify as individuals who expose satanic pedophiles through investigative reporting. When they say that, and then they turn around and engage in hyperbole, inaccurate statements, and they go after people who are actually doing the solid work. Okay? What happens is a certain amount of people believe what they say, regardless of how insane it is, they believe what they say. And that in turn hurts our cause. That in turn hurts what Russ does, what Craig Sawyer does. I mean, Craig Sawyer himself lost many, many supporters because of this individual and other individuals yet to be named. So this is why it's so important. It's almost as if they want us to go away. So with Steve's permission that I got before the show, I'm going to introduce again there was one exhibit that we introduced in court. One exhibit. I don't believe this has ever been shown publicly. This is the exhibit. It's a video. It's about 6 minutes long, and it's a compilation of videos that extend over a period of, I think, 13 months. I could be wrong on that, but it's close to that. Let's play the video, and then we'll bring Steve on, and we'll discuss things from there. Go ahead.
Now, Doug Hagman, please sue me. In fact, I'll make it easy for you. I'll actually give you my physical address so you'll know exactly where your lawyers can serve me. I want you to sue me.
Talk to me about Russ Dizdar. Russ Dizdar, if you don't know who he is, Russ Dizdar is someone who goes out and his ministry says that he helps SRA survivors, satanic ritual abuse survivors, to get deliverance from the devils that they receive because of their abuse as a satanic ritual abuse survivor. It says Russ Dizdar is another Michael Aquino butt boy. Russ Dizdar has joined the warpath with Bill Chapman and Craig Sawyer. Now, if you don't know who Craig Sawyer is a very evil dude. He actually betrayed VOP, Veterans on Patrol, last summer, and he covered up a satanic pedophile camp that was in Southwest United States. Craig Sawyer is a Benedict Arnold, and he needs to be prosecuted for his crimes against humanity. But it looks like Russ Dizdar joined the warpath with Bill Chapman and the traitor, Craig Sawyer. If you want to know why Craig Sawyer and all the proof that he's a traitor, go back to my videos last summer and early fall and you'll find out. Russ Dizdar is a fake, he's a phony, and he's wicked. So it looks like, even though my tongue slipped yesterday when I meant to refer to Russ Wagner, it looks like both Russes, Russ Wagner, who's affiliated with Mark Taylor, and this Russ Dizdar, who pretends to be this person that does deliverance ministry for satanic pedophiles, for satanic ritual abuse survivors, Russ Dizdar is wicked. He's evil.
Hello, everybody. It is October 9th, 2019. But I want to once again just expose this Russ Dizdar. Russ Dizdar goes around claiming that he's offering deliverance to SRA survivors. Russ Dizdar has joined the warpath with Bill Chapman and Craig Sawyer. Craig Sawyer is, he loves to protect satanic pedophiles. He betrayed Veterans on Patrol last summer when he helped to cover up a satanic pedophile camp in Southwest United States. He betrayed Veterans on Patrol who was seeking help because they thought Craig Sawyer was going to help them. For example, Doug Hagman, who was trained as a Jesuit alongside the 300 priests found to have raped 1,000 kids in Pennsylvania. So people have been asking me about Doug Hagman. Doug Hagman is a Jesuit and he is a satanic pedophile. Doug Hagman is a controlled opposition Jesuit and a satanic pedophile. They all know each other. They all work for the CIA, who run child trafficking as a single integrated world operation. So Russ Dizdar is a satanic pedophile. He is part of the CIA child sex trafficking network. He works with Craig Sawyer, who is a protector of satanic pedophiles. And Russ Dizdar uses his fake ministry of delivering victims. He uses that to actually traffic children. And he's a satanic pedophile himself, Russ Dizdar. Russ Dizdar, Doug Hagman's a Jesuit satanic pedophile. Craig Sawyer is a protector of satanic pedophiles, and he's proven that through his actions. So, all of you who are out there saying, oh, we love Russ, oh, we love Craig Sawyer, oh, we love Doug Hagman has this great news. Folks, they're all Jesuits or part of the CIA or satanic pedophiles or, like in Craig Sawyer's instance, a protector of satanic pedophiles. This is the truth being blasted and trumpeted on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah. You only get the truth from this channel. Now, I've been getting a lot of blowback from me exposing this Doug Hagman dude. And I guess he's threatened to sue me. I don't know. But I want to talk about something else about that a subscriber sent to me about Doug Hagman. This guy is evil, folks. And I don't know, I've gotten a lot, like literally hundreds of people saying, oh no, we love Doug Hagman. I don't think they're my subscribers. I think Doug Hagman's been making videos about me, and so all of his followers have been sort of just hammering my channel. That Doug Hagman, along with Steve Quayle, they were promoting this guy, this financial investor, that they knew was a fraud. They knew he was a fraud. They knew he wasn't ethical. But they still promoted him. They still let him bilk people and cause a lot of people to lose a lot of money. In fact, there's this one lady named Barbara in I think, Detroit, Michigan, where she literally mortgages her house to try to work with this investor, and then she finds out he's a fraud. And so she goes to Doug Hagman. She goes to Steve Quayle and says, hey, guys, you got to warn your audience that this guy's a fraud. Well, eventually Doug Hagman and Steve Quayle admit that, yeah, he's a fraud. But what happens is this guy actually finds out emails and statements that Doug Hagman and Steve Quayle have made where they acknowledge they knew this guy was a fraud well before they ever said and admitted that he was a fraud. So Doug Hagman, acting like the undercover Jesuit that he is, and yes, he's a Jesuit, he works for satanic pedophiles, I guarantee you, he is bilking people out of money, he is cheating people, along with Steve Quayle, he's doing this as well. These guys are evil. So come on, Doug Hagman, you do what you need to do, because all this will come out in discovery, I guarantee you, because I can sue for discovery on any topic that I want, any topic I want. So go ahead. Take me on. I got so much information to expose you. And people are saying, Daniel, come on. No, my mission is to expose either satanic pedophiles or anyone that's working with satanic pedophiles. So this undercover Jesuit who admits in 2015 that he graduates from this Jesuit school, he's an undercover Jesuit, I guarantee you. And he is working. He loves money. The root of all evil is the love of money. He loves money, and I've got definitive proof here that he's been cheating and bilking people. So, yeah, I'm going to out Doug Hagman, who works with the evil, corrupt Steve Quayle, who works with this Russ Dizdar, who's part of the CIA child sex trafficking network. Yeah, I said it. Come on, sue me, Russ. And I've gotten so many people. I had one subscriber say, I got to quit your Patreon because all you're doing, I used to watch you for news, but all you're doing is just, you're just attacking people. No, folks, wake up. I'm exposing the evil people so you can wake up. I had another lady say, Daniel, you're just being too harsh. You people need to grow up. You following these idiots like Mark Taylor, like Serial Brain 2, like Doug Hagman, like Russ Dizdar, these idiots, these undercover Jesuits, these people that are working with satanic pedophiles, Craig Sawyer, who's an absolute traitor. He betrayed the Veterans on Patrol and covered up a satanic pedophile camp. And when I challenged him on it, what did Craig Sawyer do? He threatened to sue me, but he blocked me, never sued me. That was last summer. He never sued me because he knows what I'm saying is true. Hallelujah. I'm going to continue to do what Yah tells me to do, and that is cleaving to my mission statement. That is exposing satanic pedophiles, or those who work with satanic pedophiles, those who are working with the child sex trafficking assets, which Russ Dizdar, Doug Hagman, Steve Quayle, and... who's the other guy? John B. Wells. They're all working with the CIA Child Sex Trafficking Network, guaranteed. And those of you who are following him and giving them money, you're duped.
Shabbat Shalom, everybody. I've literally had hundreds of followers of the sick and twisted Doug Hagman from the Hagman and Hagman Report spam my comments on my YouTubes telling me that Doug Hagman is going to sue me because I've accused him of being a Jesuit. Now, Doug Hagman, please sue me. In fact, I'll make it easy for you. I'll actually give you my physical address so you'll know exactly where your lawyers can serve me. I want you to sue me. Doug Hagman, from his own mouth, confesses that he graduated from a Jesuit-controlled seminary. The Jesuits are the military arm of the satanic pedophile Vatican. Doug Hagman, you want to sue me? You want to take me to court? Let's do it. Sue me, by all means. We will take you to court, and the media will have a field day as we expose you for the Jesuit that you are, working for a satanic pedophile promoting Vatican. Your days are over, Doug Hagman. You cannot continue to deceive the masses. You graduated because you confessed with your own mouth in 2015. You graduated from a Jesuit seminary. The Jesuits are the military arm of the satanic pedophile Vatican. Your days of deceiving the masses are over. Shabbat shalom. Also, Craig Sawyer likely was hired by Tom Hanks to murder Isaac Cappy. I'll be uncovering all this soon after Shabbat in an explosive investigative report. Now, before I do that, I'll just show a few memes here. This one first is, one of these worked for DynaCorp, Clinton, McCain, Rothschild, CIA child traffickers. One helped to kill Isaac Cappy. And this was a meme that Fiona Barnett shared with everybody. I thought it was very appropriate for this video. Actually, it's not very funny. It's pretty much rooted in truth. And also, just to continue to step on the toes of those who are upset that I, over several videos now, I've exposed with 100% documentation Doug Hagman. He is a closet Jesuit. He works for satanic pedophiles, and he's cheated his subscribers out of thousands of dollars. I've actually proven that with his own emails. If you don't know about this, go dig. I've provided all the documentation, but here's another good meme. Fake Christian disinfo agents. One, Doug Hagman was trained by a Jesuit pedophile priest, by Pennsylvania Jesuit pedophile priest. And number two, Joe, who is his son, killed himself by a heroin overdose. Interesting. So I'll leave that at that, with Doug Hagman. Doug Hagman doesn't have too much to do with this. Just wanted to put that dig in there. I will just continue to step on people's toes as I exalt the truth, right?
All right, folks. I really apologize for having to show that. But again, that is the only, this is the only time I will show this. We will show this. That is Steve Quayle and myself. That was the only exhibit introduced into this lawsuit, which was filed on March 9th, 2020. If you want to put the lawsuit up on the screen when you have the opportunity. And we obliged Mr. Daniel John Lee. He invited Steve Quayle, Russ Dizdar, Craig Sawyer, and myself to sue him. So we obliged. And we filed the papers on March. They were accepted in the court system on March 9th of 2020, which was a little over a year ago. And there it is, with the court stamp on top. And the that document will be made available by way of HagmanReport.com and SteveQuayle.com, however Steve wants to do it. That was, we obliged, again, Mr. Daniel John Lee. I should note, too, that video was edited only for time. That was a compilation of about 14 videos he did over the course of the same number of months, roughly. We offered ourselves up for discovery. He chose not to respond. We offered ourselves up for any questions that he might have had. He chose not to pursue it. Therefore, a default judgment was entered. And folks, you can read the complaint either at the Stark County website or it'd be easier by way of SteveQuayle.com or Hagman Report. The links will be in the program description box. This week, and the reason we're doing this now is this week, we were awarded judgment against Daniel John Lee. Steve Quayle, $750,000. Myself, $750,000. Russ Dizdar, and Craig Sawyer both $1 million. The punitive damages, excuse me, $1,150,000, totaling $4,650,000 judgment against this man who invited this lawsuit. Don't say that we didn't comply. It's not that we want to do this, but the damage caused by this man and by those who followed this man are incredible. And Steve Quayle, Russ Dizdar, Craig Sawyer, and others, and me, we have had people come to our homes. We have had our families threatened. I mentioned that was the only exhibit. There was an attachment to that exhibit. If you want to show the attachments, just briefly. We've got pages upon pages, but these are just five. And these are just mentions or comments made by people to the video. Okay, this person, hang Doug Hagmann. There's another one, so Doug is a perv too. God, so many. These were also about Steve and about Craig and about Russ and myself. And you know what, folks? I'm not going to go through them. They're sickening. They're revolting. They're not true. And they've caused our families absolute misery. Steve Quayle's family under threat. Russ Dizdar under threat, his family. And much more. So we had to address this. Steve, for the other part of the addressing of this, please come on and thank you for allowing me to do that. I think it's important that people understand what's been happening behind the scenes. And I apologize for taking the length of time I did. So it's all yours, sir.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, Doug and I have been fighting a woman. Her name is Barbara. I'll spare her last name. That went out on the internet claiming that she listened to the financial expert V and made her investment. She filed a complaint with the state of Michigan. She filed a complaint with the state of Montana. Doug and I responded with our evidence. Now, this is important because I want to put to rest when that entity that we sued made the statement that Quayle and Hagmann are ripoff artists. When people bore false witness against me, by the way, I want to make this clear. All of those of you who sided with Daniel Lee, our complaint was, and other John Does, we're coming after you. Because when you take open slander, when you take open character assassination and go and are party and privy to it, we have legal rights coming after you. So expect a knock on the door. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't about threats. It isn't about retribution, but it's about setting the record straight. The lady in Michigan basically accused me of putting out a financial expert who caused her to lose money. She contacted me 1 year before he even showed up. And ladies and gentlemen, she said God told her to get a hold of me. Well, over the course of that time, I accommodated her, and basically, I knew nothing about her mortgaging her house. I knew nothing about that, but I do have, and Doug has seen them, and we've seen, and we provided to the state of Michigan and Montana her own statements that her children wanted her committed. Her own statements that she was crazy, double-minded, doing drugs. All of those things she said. Then she sent a registered letter to me and saying, you can't use that because I said that I'm not going to drag somebody else in this, but I claim counselor, patient, whatever, privilege. Based on that one event that she's a year, she bore false witness, signed a false affidavit in another venue. And because of agreements that Doug and I made, we can't bring that up. But ladies and gentlemen, that's the Daniel John Lee. He has evidence proven thousands of dollars. The reason As soon as we found out about the financial individual, and I can't use as even initial because of all the lawsuits that are going on and are being crossed. I mean, I'm saying this. You know, Daniel John Lee says 100% evidence. He has no evidence except the word in my case and Doug's case that we're crooks of a lady who basically perjured herself in a court situation that was untrue. Then I had to deal with another entity who's got dual citizenship in both Mexico and the United States, who accused me of selling counterfeit gold and silver. Within I don't know how many days, people said, you better be careful on that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that man did his best job in conjunction with another man who's being sued to publish all sorts of lies and defamatory. By the way, I know the pedigree of every ounce of gold. For instance, you know, 1 ounce of gold, this is the gold bar, 1 ounce, it's 10 1/10. And by the way, I can tell you the serial number. I can tell you when it came into my distributor. And so he pulled that down, but he didn't quit assassinating us based on the false testimony of a woman by her own confession who agreed that basically she had problems. I think we produced 28 statements of hers. Then another entity in Taiwan picks it up and says that anybody who accepts Jesus through my ministry, based on that statement of hers and hers alone, said that I need to repent. And anybody that gets saved through my ministry, now that's when, you know, that's when I'm not losing my cool. But on the basis of a false narrative, on the basis of this whole cadre, and I'll call them what they are, cockroaches. And then we've got the lady chronicler who lives in Mississippi. Got good news for you. You guys start writing checks for what it's going to cost you to defend yourselves in court. And for those of you that helped Doug and I, God bless you, brother. I won't use any names, and sister that were generous in helping us with our legal fees. All this was based on the false narrative. Now, I'm only talking about Doug and I being crooks. I'll get to the other issue. At no point did Daniel John Lee even respond to the court. I categorically reject the accusations he made, and so did the court, because, ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe there's anything more heinous they could accuse us of. Murderers aren't put in the same category. At no time, Russ Dizdar, Craig Sawyer, Doug Hagman, Doug and I have been together a long time. And even the accusations about how Joe died are absolutely, the reason he let it go, he only told you part of the story. Doug was accused, I was accused, we've been accused of everything. Basically, I'll tell you the story. I won't go into detail. Joe was intentionally murdered by someone he was in relationship with, and a female for the record. My brothers, and they're my brothers, I can tell you this, there is no finer man than Russ Dizdar. I don't know Craig Sawyer, but I am amazed at how he surrendered to the living God, Navy SEAL, and he was good at what he does. At no point did he threaten bodily harm, and none of us did. The same false witnesses that went out, and by the way, there was an initial NP, November Papa, that was on Daniel John Lee's response to the lawsuit. And he said, I knew Hagman and Quayle were crooks. Good. Guess what? You just got tagged too, because every single email has been memorialized. We were bound by our lawyers saying, you guys just keep your mouth shut. Until now. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the, accusations, the slander, the absolute destruction of Craig, sorry, Craig and Russ and Doug run real ministries. These guys got balls. And so for some insipid, wicked entity to accuse all of us, but mostly those guys of the very thing they're fighting against. Does somebody see a little bit of something going on here? And then he uses the name of Yah. He even put in one of his responses on his own forum. Of course, he takes everything else off, that Yah will defend him because he's doing Yah's work. Will you all watch? I categorically reject his lies. Thou shall not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Okay, Mr. Jewish guy. I believe he's a Gentile. The point is that every single thing that he projects out to the people, I have 100% proof he had none, or he would have proved it in court. Sue me, sue me, sue me. He got sued. That $4.5 million, $4.65 million judgment, he's even bragging. They won't get it, you know. They won't get it, of course not. But he's in this country believing that his supporters will support him. I wonder if the woman who, I don't know, I can't say anything about it. I don't know his marital status, but number 7, number 8, whatever common law, I don't care. But the point being is that you guys, we will not sit back, and we didn't. And let's just say this, because they brought the war to us, we will take them and let them. And I would encourage you, Barbara, to go and declare bankruptcy now, because the lie was that she listened to the financial thing and lost money. She bought silver when it was at the market price. She then sent me an email saying, I want you to give this much of my money I sent to you. I think it was $50,000. And continually bore false witness. She's gone out on the internet and slandered me and Doug as being crooks. That hurts your business. That hurts my business, ladies and gentlemen. This is not about a vendetta. This is about setting the record straight. I can only say this. When my friends, and Doug is my friend who is willing to lay his life down for me, that's not melodrama when we first met, going into Beyond Hell's Kitchen, the bottom line is Craig Sawyer, who I just knew when I was named, you know, as a pedophile. I didn't know anything about Craig. That's not to take away. I just didn't. But Russ has been my friend for, I don't know how many years, actually decades. I have never seen any more integrity in my life. So while all you guys have been sitting out there taking pot shots on the private messaging between you and Daniel John Lee, the same threat that was made against us on, go ahead, take me into discovery, blah, 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 blah. I have evidence. He didn't have it. He would have showed up in court, and that $4.65 million will follow him. Do we believe we will collect? We will make every effort. And then I want to talk about the lady in, because it was already in the exhibit, Fiona Barnett. I had no clue who she was. So she sits in Australia like John, I just use, you know, we didn't put him in yet, John L. in Taiwan. We've already got counsel, or I have counsel there. This has nothing to do with Russ Dizdar or Craig Sawyer. This is separate and apart, but because of all this evidence he has, he's opened up all of his supporters to our discovery and subpoenas. You need to know those who labor amongst you. Millions of people, that's a real number, around the world, around the country, listen to Doug and I. I've seen posts against me, absolutely some of the most horrific posts. The reason I trust no one, I trust Doug, he's earned my trust. I trust Russ, he's earned my trust. I don't know Craig, but what I saw in a man of God take the high road when his skills or ability, and oh, by the way, there's others, you know, there's others that have come down on Craig Sawyer still posting one thing a day, one thing a day. Craig opened up all of his, he actually had a meeting on the air to open it up. Now, if you don't think this is important, listen, to all of those of you who stuck up for Doug and I, or Craig, or Russ, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. There was a reason, ladies and gentlemen, we did not know the initial was a fake. Even when the people that bore false witness against me, who claimed he worked with the initial, and I have to be careful, this is how I'm told I got to do it, validated that they worked together and blah, blah, blah. A and B. And because of some of my clients' privacy, and I talked to them, they said, don't do it, Steve, because it would have opened them up to exposure and put them in harm's way. When I hear blatant lies, I'll let them stand only to the point. But ladies and gentlemen, you're seeing it already. And I want to share something with you. I categorically will have nothing to do with Hebrew roots people. Nothing. There's a guy that claims, oh, by the way, he's also a flat earther. Why is that relevant? And he's also a Q proponent. That seems to be relevant too. You hear the whole story. You saw, and by the way, because, in court, you could see, the judge noticeably, how do I say this? Affected. Really affected. So ladies and gentlemen, I'll leave it with this. To my knowledge, outside of two people who bought silver, Barbara in Michigan, another lady, and one person slander specifically, people took that, built upon it, and basically went on hearsay, and she lied. And she lied on an affidavit. So, we want you to know, and this is the last thing I'll say, Doug, every single one of you who posted that Craig is what, I'm not even going to say it, Russ was, I am, Doug is accused of. Ladies and gentlemen, on guard. Be prepared. Be prepared. Because you'll find out what it's like. And Doug, what you said, all of the people gunning for us. Somebody wants to know why I'm defensive? You never had to do what Doug or I had to do. You've never had drones over your head. I'm talking armed drones. I'm talking military drones. You've never had to check under your truck. Before Doug and I went on the air today, I got hit with a power surge, knocked out everything. Because I said a person's name associated with child trafficking. I won't even say it. So ladies and gentlemen, you saw it. Proof. No proof. Yet hearsay. People ran with it. And now they get to live with it. They've said what they've said. They own it. And ladies and gentlemen, when you see this happening, you know we are in the end times. People will not endure sound doctrine. You listen to the entity that we won the judgment against. You tell me where Jesus was. Tell me, Yah, please consider this. By their fruit ye shall know them. And this man's evil fruit will follow him all the days of his credit life, all the days of his financial life. And you guys, we responded. And yet, we couldn't talk about the other people until this was solved. Or I'm sorry, not solved, resolved. Now that it's resolved, heads up. Living in Mexico won't save you. Living in Taiwan won't save you. Bottom line is, you've seen it. We have nothing to hide. But lies, more lies, and those lies, I said years ago, truth in America no longer exists. But one man lies, another one swears to it, or in this case, posts 200 followers, and they all agree. We set the record straight. We are about to set the record straight even more. So before you carry, this should be an admonition, because Doug, you know who watches our program, our times together, you, me, separate and apart, and also together, I'm sorry, maybe redundant. Every time you pass on an accusation against us that's been proven false in court, every time you did it before the accusations are proven in court, you are culpable, you are absolutely, basically subpoenaable, and you are subject to judgment. So I would say this to NP and those of you who, I just love you, Daniel John Lee. Ask him if he'll write your defense checks on your behalf. Doug, that's all I have to say about that, and we'll go on to the next subject.
Well, Steve, thank you so much. And I just want people to know that Steve Quayle, Russ Dizdar, Craig Sawyer are three of the finest individuals. They work harder than anyone I know to bring the truth about what's taking place. And in Craig Sawyer's case and Russ Dizdar's, and to a lesser extent mine, go out in the trenches and actually work to save victims. So having said that, that's enough. But you know, I find it interesting, something you said there. You know, it's getting close to the end of days. I think that's why this conference is so important. And this is not a sales pitch. I guess it is for the conference. When you start looking at the events that are taking place, Christians who are just self-identifying Christians who are spreading such vitriol and lies, you know that there's a problem. I mean, you know that we're getting close. So with that, I ask that take a look at the conference, the video on demand, DVDs, whatever. But listen to what is being said, because we are so close to that event. And you know what, Steve, let me ask you this question. I don't know if this kind of relates to what we're talking about to the extent about the conference and about where we are today. But you had sent me a video of Cliff High, or a link to a video of Cliff High. What is he? He's an analyst of...
Well, he's famous, by the way. He's one of the most brilliant men, I believe, in the world. That's not flattery.
Right.
But he used to do a Webbot report, and that was where he went out on the internet. And the guy's an amazing talent, an amazing, brilliant guy. And over the years, he put out Webbot reports, I think quarterly.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for, Webbots. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. And the things he said back even 5 and 7 years ago are starting to come to pass. And he did it based on his proprietary linguistic software. And I believe he's on record as saying then they started messing with his data flows and he could no longer do it. But what I sent you is his, I'd say his analytical views of what's coming. He was on record as saying, the whole, if you will, plandemic, scandemic was going to blow up. And he said that at least last year. He said so many amazing things, especially about crypto. He was telling people to buy Bitcoin, I think, when it was a couple bucks.
Yeah.
And all the other things like Ethereum, Litecoin, you know, all of the big top, whatever they are now, five coins. He talks about the markets, basically. He talks about everything. But the last email I think I sent you, Doug, on his, you can tell something's coming that's really got him troubled. And I'm paying attention to him because one of my best friends, you know, I've got a couple of them, and he's one of the smartest financial guys I know. And he said, Steve, the guy is batting in the high 90s. I got to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. I think you should all. I don't know. He's got a disclaimer. That's why I've never posted to it. So you can't post without permission, but it's on the internet everywhere. But the thing is, I like to honor people's copyright requests, and so that's why I haven't posted it. But point blank, Doug, what was your takeaway of the Cliff High video?
Well, what you said, plus what we've been saying, something is coming. Something is very close on the event horizon. And the reason that struck me is, I was thinking about, again, I was thinking about the Extinction Protocols conference. And when you sent me that link, I'm thinking everything that we had talked about leading up to this coming conference. And again, if this sounds like a sales pitch, forgive me, but we are at that moment in time, and we can see it, folks. You can see it right now. The walls around Fauci are crumbling down. We've got information that, obviously, with respect to this COVID-1984, the Communist Chinese Party virus, that, yes, this was an engineered virus. When people were saying, oh, no, that's conspiracy theory. And we've got the audits taking place. You can watch Rachel Maddow, Chris Hayes, Brian Williams, their heads exploding on air about the audits and about, oh, my gosh, you know, people are getting close to the truth. And take that with what Cliff High is saying and take it with what you're going to hear at the conference, at the virtual conference. They're saying the same thing. And we're watching it in real time. Meanwhile, on the big screen or on the television sets. So I guess what I'm thinking to myself here is we are so close to that moment in time, I believe, when something is going to happen that's going to, Steve, how would you describe it? It's going to change everything, I guess, is what I'm.
Well, I think changing everything. I just got an email from one of my listeners, a lady that's just a blessing to me in Washington. Again, I'm not even giving initials anymore because I don't want to put anybody in harm's way. But they're now wanting to inject children in Washington state, children and, 6-month-old babies. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the known science out there, it's not conspiracy. Conspiracy theory was the CIA. Exclusive of the accusations against us. I have never worked for the CIA. I've never gotten a paycheck from the federal government. But a lot of people in the different worlds have let me know what's going on. I just want to put that. Extinction Protocols is 1 week from tomorrow. I went on record when we first started announcing it saying, just as I warned you at Branson, the last time we were there, I think, in person, what was it, 2 years ago now? Maybe long.
September of 2019.
Yep. Okay, 2 years ago. Well, close to that. I said the word normal will no longer exist. I said you will never go back to normal. And people said, well, that's a good call. I also said recently, maybe 6 months ago, maybe no longer than that, I said the word selection will disappear. In its place will be the word availability. That simply means you could go into a grocery store or whatever and pretty much buy different brands of different things. Now you can't find almost anything. It's starvation on purpose. We have Christian Westbrook speaking about that. And in my opinion, and ladies and gentlemen, I don't flatter anybody. I don't kiss anybody's anything either. What we have, and I believe it's a God-given thing, the title Extinction Protocols. Jesus himself said, of course, Doug, it seems like most Christians could care less what Jesus said, at least the ones that are claiming, oh, they're taking the vaccine. Okay, take it. But then deal with the consequence. You take it, you own it. We've got Christian talking about Ice Age Farmer, I think one of the most important websites on the entire internet. We've got absolute, some of the most pronounced experts in their field. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Say No to Vaccines, was her first book. My wife claims it's a foundation of her understanding. And not flattering my wife, but she's really bright. And the thing is that you go into her library, she's read every book on the shelf, 5 levels and probably, I don't know, 8 feet wide. You go into my library, I got probably 800 books. I probably have read 40 of them, 50 of them over the years. I'm not proud of that, but I've always just gone for the gold and, you know, do what I need to do. But in the different speakers, we have a cross-section, and some of them are from Europe. Egon von Geiertz, He's telling you, ladies and gentlemen, he's telling you from a financial position, one of the most well-connected men in the world, the largest vault for private gold holdings, billionaires park their billions of gold with him. Nobody that I've ever met, and I post this stuff on nobody, I know a lot of experts, but nobody rubs shoulders with the people he rubs shoulders with, and I agree with him. He's telling you the end of this hyperinflationary blowout is devastation. It's going to wipe out everything. Oh, and by the way, the Russians just sold their last $186 billion of investment in the United States. I consider that a brilliant move. I also consider it a telegram. You can't just give $3 trillion here, $8 trillion there, this. And by the way, Doug, an interesting number came to me over the weekend. And people said to me, who are in the know, they said, Steve, the human trafficking, I know you guys think it's in the billion, but he said in the last 20 years, it's a $1 trillion venture. Some of the biggest names in the world, financiers are involved in it. I'm not even going to name names. The extinction protocols, globalists initiate tribulations. What more can we say? They tell us what they're going to do, have for 20 years. Basically, population reduction. Any parent that allows their child to be mutagenically injected, that means you're changing their genes, their human genes, into something else. And even the formulas are secret. Some of them are added even in a, how should I say this, surreptitious manner at the end of what everybody thinks, well, that's this got this and this. Who was it? One of them, Moderna or Pfizer, just put out blank sheets in their.
Yes. I'm not sure which one, but it was like a huge paper. I mean, with nothing on it except the barcode on top.
So, you know, how is it? I'm going to address first and foremost Christians or claim it Christians. How is it that you would take the word of those who are on record as going to kill 90% of the earth's population over the word of God? How is it that you would join together with people who are having vaccine parties? Oh, I'm late for the very injection of fate. You sealed your own. Your children. I mean, the voluminous, sad responses. The lies, more lies. And now I want to ask you this. Everybody think this through. Why, and I never changed my position. It was a bioweapon. It was in collusion with Fauci, the hellish gnome, in my opinion. By the way, Cliff High, I don't know which years he could tell you, picked up the Nuremberg trials so long ago, everybody said, well, that can't be. Fauci and others will be thrown to the wolves in order to think everybody's all good, the source of evil's gone. Now, no, they'll sacrifice their own for the greater kill. Does that make sense, Doug?
100%. And that brings me to people need to understand that 3,234 pages were of emails to and from Fauci were disclosed by way of a FOIA. I think it was from BuzzFeed. Nonetheless, those emails are damning. And when that happens, and some are redacted pretty heavily, but nonetheless, when that happens, I think you're watching in real time what you just said, and that's the sacrificing of one of their own for the greater good of the collective agenda. Go ahead.
Well, I want to say this too. Gary Haven's the beginning speaker. Gary is a very, very bright and very successful businessman. He had the largest franchise in the world called Curbs. Also Jenny Craig. Most of you will know those names. But Gary sets up the whole conference for how big is your view. In other words, what are you seeing, and are you only seeing what's on the theater before you? It was so good. I sat and listened to it. We filmed it in Bozeman. Thank you, Gary. I really felt, I said, now I know who's going to open. And it's beyond, I would say this, it's beyond, ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to someone who's a billionaire, I can tell you this, he's also one of the most philanthropic people in the world. I'm fortunate enough to be, I guess, good enough friends to just watch his care and concern in real time, only what he shares with me. Then I want to talk about Catherine Austin Fitz. She knows what she's doing. She writes the Solari Report, S-O-L-A-R-I. We're blessed to have her. Ladies and gentlemen, I've never had, don't get me wrong on the subject we've had the top people. But on the Extinction Protocols, I don't believe I could have added anybody else. Mike Adams. Mike was threatened, and absolutely, you need to hear his testimony. Nobody, in my opinion, can be as is as articulate when it comes to the big picture of actually poisoning everything. He's a scientist. I see people say he doesn't have a scientific degree. That guy is in the, and I'll say this, in his field, he's like an Edison. I like him. He's my friend. But he's no meow man. By the way, none of these guys are meow men. We go to Lisa Haven. Lisa can outlast the ever-ready bunny with her enthusiasm and her knowledge base. Her knowledge base is pretty much vast, V-A-S-T. And that's a good word for all the speakers. And ladies and gentlemen, of course, we only got 1 week, and I'm sorry we're taking the time to talk to you about this. Because as I said, go ahead, starting on 13th, 14th, the week that follows the first weeks into June, progressing into July, things will go so fast. Things meaning there will be no food except in wealthy areas. Transportation, it's anyone's guess at how high the petroleum products will go. That'll affect even airlines and everybody else, unless we're on futures contract. Oh, isn't it interesting that we're having all these problems with refineries or pipelines, cyber? And isn't it interesting? The fallback position is always the Russians. I'm here to tell you. I don't have any insight on that. I have no inside knowledge, but it's not the Russians. The provocation of the current administration is to provoke a war with Russia. Ask yourself this, and I always say this, the mainstream media will go down in history, as Fauci will, as accessories to murder, planetary genocide. Planetary genocide. Now they're having to eat crow. Isn't it interesting? The crows are multiplying, so they have plenty on their plate. It's fascinating to me, Doug, that again, the speakers we have, Paul Begley, Pastor Paul Begley was just quoted in the, I don't know, the British press. The British press will use scripture to try and mock the Christians, but the scripture carries the power of God behind it. And it's interesting, the British press quotes more scripture, and they're atheists. They're atheists, the majority. They hate God, they hate Jesus, but they always quote Pastor Begley. And I said, Paul, I said, when you say, are you serious? They think you're serious. Sure, they want to mock word. But I watch sometimes when pastor's on his program. If you see the people giving their hearts to Jesus on the, I don't know what's called, Doug, a rolling column on the right, you know, there are people being reached for Jesus. Dave Hodges. Dave is busting the entire stealing of the election in Arizona and other states. Anybody that doesn't have anything to hide won't hide it. Anybody that's got everything to hide will do everything they can in court to not allow disclosure. I believe that God is going to reveal what's happening, and it'll even show at least half of America the lies they believed. And here's the problem. Outside of Jesus, they won't care. Daniel Holdings. Daniel Holdings probably one of the most insightful and gifted writers I've ever met. He wrote Midnight Strikes. Of course, he interviewed me in a lot of his stuff. But every day he'll say, another Midnight Strike hit. But even before interviewing me, he was a fiction writer, and the things the Lord showed him that he wrote about in fiction are coming to pass. So it's interesting. I find this, just like science fiction has become science faction, Daniel Holding's fiction has become now facts before our eyes. So ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe that there could be a more powerhouse of speakers than what we provided for you. We're limited in time. The amount of DVDs, I may have misquoted. Somebody thought I said there's only one DVD. No. Each DVD is limited to 3 hours. We have six of them. There's 18 hours of information on that. I consider it a privilege to sit and listen to Catherine Austin Fitz. I consider it a privilege to sit and listen to all these guys. Dave Hodges' house got zapped. Dave is getting death threats. And you know, Doug, what I like the most? This is probably, I like the people that have never stood up for Jesus. And I don't like them. So I should say this. I'm almost using like as I don't. I'll just say it. I have no respect for. They're anonymous people, anonymous emails. They have everything to say about Doug Hagman. I have one guy, his name is Harry. I could care less. He lives in Montana. And every time he watches your program, it's always two things. It's always the Jews' fault, and it's always, don't you realize this whole thing is a scam? It was never, and I believe it was a bioweapon. I have way more information, and people wouldn't receive it, Doug. When I said there were 48 slots on the vaccine, when I told you how many Chinese, I don't mean you, Doug, but the people, they wouldn't believe it. Millions of Chinese died. Now you see the fraudster, Fauci. I came up with a name for him, and I forget it now. But lying, masks are no good. They won't stop you. And then wearing double masks. Well, the dumb mask without the M and take off the K and add another S. The collusion between the CDC, in this case, Center for Disease Creation, in my opinion, the Chinese government, and after all of it, the denials by the official, if you will, Chinese Communist Party's denial of everything, guy by the name of Shen Ping, Chenping, comes on the scene. He couldn't have done it without China's Central Committee's approval, and says, with a bioweapon, we defeated you. People, think beyond. Think beyond all that you know about the bioweapon and go into the tests, nanoparticles. Go into the mutagenic nature of an mRNA, messenger RNA, component of an injection. Think about, they won't even tell you what's in it. Think about women who are in their 70s and 80s coming into the sheer presence of somebody who's been vaccinated and all of a sudden having menstrual periods. Think about the mothers that are, when I say this, are having miscarriages. The amount of mothers that take their little Johnnies and little Marys in, and I'm not making fun, but the kids are having a neurological breakdown. I said literally to the Lord today, Doug, I said, Lord, never have a people who claim so much produce so little. And I was talking in the world of claimants to Christianity. I've never seen more mind control, neuro-linguistic programming, attack, attack, attack upon anybody who's a truth teller. Threat, threat, threat. Oh, and by the way, we got 9 new billionaires who are related to vaccines? Oh, gee.
Yes, the lockdown, in quotes, produced 9 new billionaires. Now, I mean, think of $1 billion. That's a lot of money, but who benefits? And there you have it, Steve. Who benefited from that lockdown? And when you look at it, of course, the average person would sensibly state, well, big box stores, you know, mail delivery stores, Amazon, for example, but nine additional billionaires, while middle America was gutted.
Oh, good word. Good word. The end of middle America. Understand something. Chen Ping, look it up, Chen Ping, spoke the truth. He said, we defeated America with our bioweapon. Now, if you won't listen to the horse's mouth, then don't listen to the horse's asses on mainstream media. Because all you're going to get from them is you know what. Doug, it's like this nation. I want to make this clear too. I love the United States of America that was. I don't recognize the America that is. I love freedom. I love liberty. I love privacy. Privacy's gone. Every day, a new, if you will, draconian cauldron of hell principle. And by the way, the love of money is the root of all evil. And guess who controls all the money of the world? The powers of darkness and their minions and puppets. What you see as the power brokers before your eyes isn't the real control. It's the ones you don't see that are the puppet masters. All you're seeing, all we're seeing, all I'm seeing is the puppets. So ladies and gentlemen, we're now seeing language, according to Cliff High, of mention of Nuremberg trials. There's what, Doug, 1,000 lawyers and a pretty impressive amount of hundreds of doctors filing a war crimes complaint against Fauci et al.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's real news, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not making that up. How about the doctors and their arrogance has said, there's nothing to fear about the mutagenic injection from hell? Dead. What, 2 days?
Yeah.
People mocking it. Even the late Hank Aaron, God bless him, you know, dead. How about Eric Clapton, one of the greatest guitarists in history? I love Eric Clapton, his musical skills and ability. And he said he wished he wouldn't have taken the vaccine. He thought he'd never play again. It is a neurological destroy disease. And whether they're putting magnets on their injection site, imagine this, ladies and gentlemen, with the information out there about what happens to nanobots in an extreme magnetic field, and you get into 5G or 6G, and credit goes to Tracy Yates on this, the controlled magnetic field can be directed. By the way, what hit Dave Hodges was an electromagnetic weapon. I think the late popular, not late popular mechanics, but years ago, popular mechanics even put how to build an EMP weapon out of some parts, out of a microwave, and some other things, a power transformer. By the way, I'm not an electronics guy, but I hang out with guys who are really smart. I think at that point, it was $800. Do you remember that story? It was a big story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. I cannot place the time period or the publication, but I think you're right. Was it Popular Mechanics?
Or Popular Science, please.
Popular Science. It was one of those. I remember that. Yes.
And ladies and gentlemen, right now, China's talking about going to war. They're also saying they can defeat us in nuclear war. Meanwhile, the entity who's the Secretary of Defense is making war on whites in the military. The war is racist. A house divided against itself cannot stand. A country divided against itself will be destroyed. Years ago, four-star general special ops told me, and not retired. I was blessed, Doug, and you were my friend those days, and I'd send you some stuff to show you. And he says, Steve, we can take on X country. In those days it was Russia. We can take on China. We can't handle it all. What do you see in the U.S. military? Failure after failure after failure. Why is that? Because the U.S. military has declared war on the living God. I'm censored at the Pentagon for that statement. I have guys that listen to me in the Pentagon. I have entire groups of military PSYOP guys doing everything they can to undermine me. And I'm praying for wisdom. I'm praying for discernment. But ladies and gentlemen, pretty soon, remember this, there comes a day when everything that Doug Hagman has warned you about, that I've warned you about, that Russ Dizdar has tried to teach you about, that Craig Sawyer fought for his country about, and all the men and women in the veterans. You know what got me more in trouble? And I, you remember this, Doug. I got in more trouble with the VA because I was telling people, look, we got to help these guys. We got to pray for these guys. And that's when my heart really started going out to the veterans. And I said this. I said, under previous administrations, veterans had to be done away with. Because yes. They're the only ones that were trained fighters. Now we got the Black Panthers, or at least an offshoot of them, saying, kill white people, bury them, bring it up, shoot them again. In other words, shoot the corpse, bury it three times. A house divided. Jesus said, kingdom against kingdom, that's countries. But nation against nation is ethnos against ethnos. No one else that I know of said that 25 years ago. So for those of you listening, Quayle's a fake. He's always trying to scare us, blah, blah, blah. You can go back. I'm on record. 9,000 hours of broadcasting. I'm on record. But see, people don't care about the record. They'll take somebody, like a nobody, and give them preeminence over everything you've ever done as an investigator, everything I've ever done as an investigator, everything that Russ has ever done. And ladies and gentlemen, I have no respect for chicken poop people. And when I know, and I know this, that when Russ and Doug and Craig lay their lives on the line, and the horrible things they've seen that they won't even tell you, because they tear up when they saw once was a little child in pieces in a bucket. Where, Doug, the day will come when I will be speechless. Not because of what's coming upon the earth, because it's here now. There is no future tense, it's the present. And please, ladies and gentlemen, understand, extinction protocols means everything is in play. Final warnings meant, here's what's coming into play. Extinction protocols, the difference? Now it's in play. I had a man I used to respect, or used to, I won't even post his stuff anymore, say, well, you're just all wrong, Steve. All these speakers are wrong because it's AI. And I will say to him, listening to this, who the hell are you? Look at all these speakers. Look at all these accomplishments. Look at who these people are. They're not guys who sit on the internet and go, I have 100% proof. Ladies and gentlemen, this group of people is brought forth for such a time as this. Everything they're doing is critical. Everything they're doing is unique to them. Everything that you will glean, you may not understand it, but ladies and gentlemen, you will experience it.
Wow.
What is that, ignorance?
That's a marvelous statement.
Yep. I'm sorry, Doug. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I think that's what this is all about. You might not understand it, but you're going to experience it. And we're trying to help you understand it. When I say we, I'm just kind of sitting here, you know, as a vessel, but that's an important statement because a lot of people are looking at current events and trying to understand what's happening through a lens of normalcy when that lens should be tossed aside because nothing is normal. You know, people trying to make sense of, for example, the stolen election known as the, and it's being called the big lie, of course, about the, you know, it, if you attempt to understand something, and I use that as an example, through a normal lens, through a normal worldview, it's not going to make sense. You're not going to get it, which is why it's so important, like the speakers for Extinction Protocols, how they explain things. Oh, I get it now. And that's where that's why it's so important for people to listen to the speakers and sign up for Extinction Protocols, because that way you'll understand what's taking place right now. So just saying that.
Yeah, thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, again, based on what I know at this moment, based on what I'm seeing, courtesy of Cliff High, by the way, he doesn't like me. I have no issues with him, but he doesn't like me because I'm a Christian and I believe in the global flood and all that stuff. But the bottom line is, I still respect his gifting, his brilliance, and his linguistic ability to pick out emotional words that are charged and to make sense of it. He's gifted. He's truly gifted. Again, I don't kiss anybody's anything. The bottom line, and I've used that and used that and used that, we've arrived at the line. Doug, I want to share something. I heard this at 3:00 in the morning. He said, Steve, when you go on with Doug today, people say, oh, you're just making this up. Fine. I don't care. He said, tell my flock worldwide that I will bring them into the sheepfold. It dawned on me, Doug, how deep your reach is on the Hagman Report. Now, we have a brother, you know, I won't even use his name because I don't want to bring the government down on him, but in Great Britain, we've got a couple brothers in Norway and Sweden. I mean, we got them all over the world. And then the Lord had me pray. And he just had me pray. I prayed, Ezekiel prayed, come from the four winds, O Spirit of God, and breathe on the remnant. And I started naming names. Breathe on our Iranian brothers and sisters who worship you, Lord, under the threat of murder every day. Breathe, O God. Breathe upon our brothers and sisters in Syria. Syria is the oldest city in the world who worship you in spirit and truth. Breathe upon our Chinese brethren, Lord. So many of them laid down their life to tell the West what was going on, and the West didn't give a darn. Breathe, O Lord, on our South American brothers and sisters. Breathe, O Lord, upon our Russian brothers and sisters. And I named the different countries because I thought, and then God said, tell my people, I know my remnant. And I will bring my remnant into the places that are safe. These people have already suffered. America's never suffered for its faith. I made the statement, Doug, Bibles will be illegal. Owning one will be a capital offense. Said that 24 years ago. I said the name of Jesus, even back then, will become, I know what I said, a lightning rod for those who are infused by hell. The word witness, most people don't know this, ye shall be my witnesses, means martyrs. But also that doesn't mean you walk joyfully into the camps. It just makes me go hypersonic when people say, well, brother, I'm just going to the camps. I just walk up to the guillotine. Lay my head down. No, the next minute I see is glory. I said, you fool, you have no idea what happens before that point. Scripture says, call no man a fool. But if a man makes that statement, or a woman, I made two statements in the last 2 weeks, Doug, that was really surprising to me. I think it was on my own podcast. And it was telling the widows. The Lord said, tell, and he called them my widows. My eye is upon them. By the way, he specifically calls out widows and orphans as those who are worthy of support. And ladies and gentlemen, the time is so short. if you're a widow, now I had a godly widow. I had one that wasn't godly. But if you're a godly widow living on less than $800-$900 a month, please send me an email and put widow. I'm on a crash course to get as much food. Because I believe this, Doug. I believe the widow of Zarephath stood out against all the widows in Israel in those days during the greatest famine because she could feed the prophet. And I don't know who the Elijahs are. I don't know who the Ruths are. I don't know who the Esthers are. But ladies and gentlemen, God singled out the widows and the orphans. That's pure religion. And Doug, your sponsor, your, listening audience, mine, have been so generous because everybody wants to give to a cause that's righteous. Veterans again. If you listen to Doug Hagman, if you have been blessed, if you're a Christian, I'm called to minister to the household of faith. I have given money to guys who have said, well, I don't believe in Jesus. I said, it's interesting, isn't it? You don't believe in Jesus, but he's using one of his followers, in this case me, to show you that God knows your situation. And don't take the $1,500 or $2,000 that you get as coming from SQ. I said, I'm just a conduit. Comes into me, goes out. But ladies and gentlemen, those times are coming to an end. The shelves are becoming bare. And again, I want to help the widows and the widowers, the orphans and the veterans. So please, if you're a vet, send me an email. I will not take second party endorsements. Well, my friend's a veteran. He can't pay his bills. No, have him call me and ask me. I think I told you on your show why I won't do that anymore.
Yes.
So here's the thing, everyone. Extinction protocols, yeah, but it's equipping the saints. I haven't written what I've written because, oh, gee, I need another book. I haven't produced the films that I was unable to produce. And by the way, God changed a certain attitude of mine. I went to film and TV school. Oh, good night. That's why I graduated in motion picture and still production. Never used it until maybe, I don't know, 5 or 7 years ago in motion picture. I was always a still photographer. Excuse me. But I said to God, boy, did I get corrected, rightly so. That was an entire waste of my life. Guess who ate those words? Moi, you know, whatever, 50 years later, not 50, but 45 or whatever. So the thing I'm trying to say to everybody is this. I know my days are numbered. I pray what King David prayed. Teach me to number my days, O Lord, that I might not sin against you. I'm asking you to remember this. There's no other name under heaven given amongst men that a man might be saved or a woman that at the name of Jesus. Again, please, I'm not saying anything about Hebrew roots Christians. I see the fruit of that Hebrew roots, but 90% of the problems I've had with, quote, people are them. I'm not condemning you. I'm just saying don't email me. I'm not going to argue with you. It's Jesus only. Jesus was a fulfillment of the law. Jesus was a fulfillment of the feast. Jesus is second coming. I want to say this too. If those of you who were suckered the first time under Q Anonymous have noticed Daniel John Lee had a big Q, he was one of the biggest believers and proponents of that.
Still is.
Still is. Then you need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to just do a heartfelt ask the Lord. God, have I looked more for the second coming of Donald Trump than the second coming of Jesus? I maintain that so many Christians were deceived by Q, a false narrative that they were blinded to the true narrative of the lateness of the hour and the danger of the days we now live in because they looked for a king and not for Jesus. They looked for a deliverer and it wasn't Moses. They looked for an answer. And it wasn't found in the Word of God. They were looking to men to deliver them. And I said this, Doug, and I want to make this clear again. I said before Trump was elected, I thought he would be elected. I voted for him. I said, God is going to use him to divide the nation. I also said this. before God allows Russia and China to destroy the United States in a nuclear war. He's going to reveal the sins of the leaders, including Donald Trump, to the people, and the people's sins before a holy God. Spirit cooking, all of the words that we come out. And isn't it interesting? The mainstream media took great care in covering up the slaughter of the innocents. By the way, those little brothers and sisters that are now in heaven, that we didn't give a darn about, they're the ones that could have fought with us against evil. And that's why the devil had to destroy them. But the fact that he destroyed them was so little outrage and outburst. I remember, Doug, when I started on talk radio, Randall Terry was Operation Rescue. So many other people. Dave Dauermeyer. He's got balls. And now, ladies and gentlemen, now we have the genetic injection, basically not only taking off the balls, shrinking the balls of men, but destroying the ability of humanity to do the first commandment of the Lord that he gave to Adam and Eve, be fruitful and multiply. Jake, and I'll say it again, I've said it maybe 100 times, Rachel wept for her children. The children of Israel, actually the Hebrews, in Moses' day wept because their little ones were slaughtered. Any parent, oh boy, this will get me invited to the International Association of Evangelicals. Wrong. Any parent that submits their child to a vaccine or hears that their children are being vaccinated against your parental will, pull your children out or you will stand before God and give account. Because Jesus said it's better for you to have never been born than to cause these little ones to stumble. So ladies and gentlemen, the day is late. The night is upon us. Jesus said the night comes when no man can work. Look at what's coming up into the fall. Great will be the fall of it. I don't know the final days of America. I know this. We're in the final times that lead to that. And oh, by the way, yesterday, just posted another story. China prepared to nuke the United States. When it comes, it'll come, most likely the first strike will come from Venezuela. Venezuela has Iranian missiles there, interregional ballistic missiles. How can I know this? Because people who monitor it tell me. Nuclear weapons, EMP weapons. And ladies and gentlemen, the day your car doesn't start, nobody's car starts. I don't know how it all plays out, but here's what I'm saying this. There's only one person who's going to take you, me, and us through the worst time in history. We're watching the fulfillment of the word of Jesus Christ when he said, if he didn't shorten the days for the elect's sake, there would be no flesh left alive. Oh, people, the time is so short. And unfortunately, people still are thinking, happy days are here again? Happy days will never be here again until the Lord of Lords returns. Look for the second coming of Jesus, not for the second coming of a man when he could have changed, had all the power and authority to make changes, did nothing. I'm not talking about the things that were good. I'm talking about the things that he could have done. Look at the betrayal, even in the spineless rhinos. Look at, ladies and gentlemen, there's no political solution to a spiritual problem. And with that, Doug, I'll end. People who look to Q have already been deceived beyond my ability to reason, to produce evidence, and if they don't, I'll say this, have their come to Jesus minute. You're in the category of this. Whose report will you believe? But more importantly, whose report have you believed? Doug, God bless you, man. And on behalf of all the people of the world that listen to the people that you put on your platform, thank you so very much. And I could tell you stories, but, you know, it's to reach the people of God with the most important message for the day.
Steve, thank you. You're my brother. And I mean that. And I love you. I appreciate what you do and everything you've been doing for the people of the world. And, I'll tell you what, you know, we're in the midst of a battle, and I appreciate the fact that you're on our side, or we're on your side, you know, that we're fighting together. That's what's important. And you're winning a lot of hearts and minds to the Lord. And that's really what counts at the end of the day.
All right. And in essence, we're all on the Lord's side, who basically name the name of Jesus. And I'm not getting me through this. Mm-hmm. You're not getting yourself through this, Doug, but the Lord promised to be with us through it all. And through it all, just like the song lyrics, we are going to have to learn to trust in Jesus beyond anything we've ever known. Blessings to you, Doug.
God bless you. Folks, that was Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, stevequayle.com, gen6.com. Links will be in the program description box. It could be a banner. It could be a text link, but for the Extinction Protocols event. And you're really going to want to sign up. And you know what, folks? Send Steve an email, too. His email is visible on Steve at stevequayle.com. It should be visible on his website. But tell him how much you appreciate him, you know, as well as Russ Dizdar and Craig Sawyer and others. But the Extinction Protocols event next week, boy, I can't wait for that. And I hope everyone attends virtually, either by streaming the video on demand or the DVDs. Personally, I like DVDs. Personally, I like video cassettes. Eric the Tech, whose birthday is today, happy 36th birthday, by again, happy. You know, you okay? You over there? You
doing good?
All right. I want to make sure. You know, once you hit 36, it's all downhill from there. I don't know. Now he's a great program, what'd you call yourself? Production manager. See, I want to call him like the program manager. I want to call him a lot of things, but the production manager, he does everything. So I want to say thank you. And again, thanks to Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6.com. And thank you, folks, for understanding why we started the program out the way we did. Again, this is not... Let me just say this. I don't know how many times I've testified in court. I don't know how many times I've been in court watching others testify. A lot. Had my first heart event. I don't want to say heart attack, heart event in a courtroom. But I can tell you this, it's been a lot. And I could probably count on one hand the times I've seen in a civil trial, seen big grown men cry. Yeah. Anyway, all right. But thank you for understanding why we started the program out that way. So I'm going to end the program here because we do have several minutes left. A couple of very important pieces of information, because things are now advancing. As Steve said, things are advancing rapidly. And I think what we need to understand, what are they advancing to? Okay. You've got, number one, the audits. Now, no one really is talking too much about this on the mainstream media, in the mainstream media. If they do, it's very derisive. It's, well, this is really not an audit. I don't know what this is. This is a clown show, et cetera, with respect to Maricopa County. And it's pretty interesting that the Keystone State, where I live, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, sent a delegation to Maricopa County to view how the audit is being conducted in Maricopa County. and Doug Mastriano from Pennsylvania, of course, behind a lot of the initiatives that we're going to see here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So this is good. This is all good. So we have to keep watching that. You're going to see, and out of all of the states, I will say this, Maricopa County, yes, big deal. First domino to fall. But the state that is really going to absolutely blow people's minds is the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania and Georgia. In terms of corruption, Pennsylvania first, with a very significant degree of specificity on Philadelphia. Pennsylvania first, and then Georgia second. Of course, Fulton County. Now there, of course, there were some shenanigans with Fulton County, the ballots, open door, ballot access, and such. However, you're going to see some explosive reports out of, certainly out of Maricopa, but out of Pennsylvania and out of Georgia. And then, of course, the lower hanging fruit out of Wisconsin, which is the run of the mill, if you will, run of the mill kind of, election fraud. And I say run of the mill. It's pretty easy. You know, when you look at a case of fraud, whether it's in a bank, brokerage house, or like a Ponzi scheme, or it doesn't matter. You can go for the low hanging fruit. It's evident in this case that that would be Wisconsin. So there. All right. So you've got that. And what is that going to do? It's going to cause, and I believe that this will be the biggest, the largest constitutional crisis that this country has ever seen. And that is to prove the illegitimacy of the Biden-Harris regime. That they have no business being in there. None, zero, nada. That they were not elected, that they were put in there through this, whatever you want to call it. All right. So that's going to bring us to the brink of a constitutional crisis, the likes of which we have never seen in this country. Well, how do you rectify that? And I know there are a lot of people out there who say, well, I know we can do it constitutionally this way or that way. And you heard Richard Proctor talk about this as well. I had emailed him, an interview with a constitutional expert who said, we can do it this way. Well, yeah, hold the phone, professor, not professor, Dr. Proctor. Hold the phone, professor, speaking. No. We have never been to that point. So you're going to have the boil over situation, the event horizon coming. I believe the timing on this is going to be the end of July, beginning of August in terms of the election theft, at least the first round of it, the first wave, because I believe this is going to happen in waves. Now hold that thought, because in the background, you heard Steve talking about supply disruptions. And one of the things that both Eric the Tech and myself and others in and around our operation, you know, you go into the grocery store, and like Steve said, and all of a sudden you're starting to see differences in the grocery store. I don't know how many people out there are seeing differences, but we're seeing things in the grocery store that we haven't seen before, at least not in recent times, where you've got limited selectivity and limited availability. Now, I'm not talking about toilet paper, although that perhaps that could very well happen again. By the way, did you know this? Eric the Tech, did you know this? I know you weren't alive then because you're only 36 years old today. But did you know that Johnny Carson, during one of his monologues, joked about a shortage of toilet paper? This was back in the 1970s. And did you know he himself, folks, do you remember this? Johnny Carson himself caused a run on toilet paper. No pun intended. Did you know that? You okay?
I did not.
Yeah. I did not know that. Again, the throwback to Johnny Carson. But see, so you talk about people.
I'd assume the toilet paper was pretty rough back then, so.
In the 70s?
Yep.
Yeah, rough indeed. Don't squeeze the Charmin, Mr. Whipple. You remember that, right?
Bark pieces and wood chips.
Wood chips. You know, I'm going to give you a pass because, again, today is Eric the Tech's birthday. Eric at HagmanReport.com. That's his email. You can send him birthday wishes. And when Steve held up that gold piece, he said, "You getting me that for my birthday?" No. But I'll tell you what. So you're, but I think bit about Johnny Carson causing a toilet paper shortage. And folks, if you don't believe me, you can look that up. I remember my parents and myself, my parents talking about it, and then, it's just amazing. It's just an amazing time. Amazing. This is an amazing time to be alive. So, okay, but the selectivity and this. How many times? Let's go over the last 5 years. How many times over the last 5 years have you seen during a presidential administration? In this case, I'm going to use the dreaded air quotes. Have you seen presidential regime coming out against the energy sector? And then bang, all of a sudden we have this hack against the Colonial Pipeline. And then this presidential regime coming out against, beef. And then bang, you've got this hack against, cattle systems. Does that seem like a little bit of a coincidence to you? Or does that seem like there's maybe some underlying issue there? And of course, where's the blame go? The blame goes to Russia. And did you happen to see Jen Psaki, how she responded to Peter Ducey's email or email question about that during a press conference? Maybe not. Essentially what she said, I will not play it, but she said, "You'll have to ask the hackers." When Ducey asked about, the hack itself and the motivation behind it and such, I guess you'll have to ask the hackers. Okay. There's that. So you've got, now you see things that are forming up, the storm clouds that are forming. I just want to create this mental picture, and you might be saying, "Oh, come on, man, I heard this before." Yeah, but then now we've got the Fauci, the wound now that will not heal, just like the election wound that will not heal, and an election wound that we cannot move past until we identify exactly what happened and the perpetrators. We cannot move on. We cannot move past November 3rd. I don't care what Maddow or Hayes or Williams or whoever. I don't care what they say. We can't move on. We can't move beyond that. And you can tell, by the way, that these people are scared. Oh. Watch me. Watch Rachel, a clip of Rachel Maddow. And seriously, I thought she was gonna, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it, but I'll tell you what, it was worth the watch. Now you've got Fauci moving on. You've got Fauci, the walls tumbling down. Senator Rand Paul absolutely lights Fauci up and rubs the salt in his wound. Basically, now you've got, and I've been hearing this, and you can watch for this. You're going to see Fauci. I do believe this, given his walking papers. He will be the sacrificial lamb. And that's coming here over the next, I think, several days, because they cannot continue with this. You know, you've got Francis calling just about the Fauci issue. When you look at the emails, and there's more to come, you've got Ralph Baric, you've got Peter Daszak, you've got Francis Collins and Fauci. You've got the different entities here in the United States under NIH and NIAID. I always have to do that slow. The University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, the biolab there, into Canada, the biolab there, into Wuhan. And you know, I mentioned, I think it was 600,000, the grant, the funding grant for the gain of function. It was much, much, by orders of magnitude, much more than that. That 600,000 was a piece of a piece of a piece of a funding grant. And who was in charge of that money? Fauci, ultimately, to Barrick, to Wuhan. I want to bring this up too. I want this to sink in. You look at what's going on in Seattle and Portland and such. You know, it's amazing to see the violence, the level of violence we're seeing there. You know what? I'm gonna hold off on this because that's a little bit out of. I'm just gonna hold off on that. Midstream, I stop. Sorry. I'm going to go back to the Wuhan lab deal. One more thing, because I forgot to mention this. Peter Daszak, the Wuhan lab funder, Peter Daszak, is behind the Lancet article claiming that the current, the SARS-CoV-2 or the Communist Chinese Party, that virus arose naturally. That's a takeaway from the some of the emails and such. All right, so folks, let's not take our eyes off of all of these larger issues: the audit, the creation of a bioweapon with the assistance of the NIH, in my view, anyway, with the assistance of people within our own government assisting into the creation of a bioweapon that took place over in Wuhan, and people lied to you, including but not limited to Saint Anthony Fauci, right? And of course, a year of wearing masks, a year of lockdowns, a year of this police action like East Berlin, or Stasi or whatever you want to call it, not wearing a mask, you've got to take them down. All of this, everything is being exposed for exactly what it is, the lies that it is, that they are. All of it. And I'm looking here at my notes. I want to make sure I cover everything because there's just so much. And with me being gone tomorrow, again, I just want to make sure that everything is covered. Let me just, and the other thing too, speaking about Fauci, I was amazed at, but not surprised, I guess. I was just dumbfounded that Fauci literally laughed off the idea that the Chinese would even engineer a virus that could kill their own and other people. I don't know how many people have seen this video. This was based on a redacted email. But if you haven't seen this video, we don't have enough time. Do we have enough time for you to play it? We don't have enough time, do we, for me to get this over to you, this video. It's Dr. Anthony. No, this would be, you know what? This is on Liberty Daily. The second one from the top at the moment. And it takes you to, folks, this, and I'll put the link, hopefully I'll put the link in the program description box, but it takes you to a Twitchy article. And in that Twitchy article is a video featured on Twitter by Tom Elliott. And if you haven't seen this, it's really amazing to see the level of, folks, what would you call that? An incredible level of absolute, I don't know, evil in my view. I can think of a few other words, but evil summarizes it. But do you have that by chance? It's Liberty Daily, Twitchy. Down a little bit, Tom Elliott is the Twitter. And then that would be, yes, that's the CNN video. Yeah, you've got to see this if you haven't. The level of, I don't know what you would call it again, evil, it's just incredible to see it laughed off this way when in fact we have the evidence to show, in fact, his evidence that shows this was a created bioengineered bioweapon or engineered bioweapon to be used against the Chinese and the world to call the population. Do we have it? Okay, let's play it.
To human spillover, not a lab release from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. That email was April 18th. Now, there are some of your critics who say this shows you have too cozy of a relationship with the people behind the Wuhan lab research. What do you say to that?
Oh, that's nonsense. I don't even see how they get that from that email. That email was sent to me from them. I have always said, and will say today to you, John, that I still believe the most likely origin is from an animal species to a human, but I keep an absolutely open mind that if there may be other origins of that, there may be another reason. It could have been a lab leak. I believe if you look historically what happens in the animal-human interface, that in fact the more likelihood is that you're dealing with a jump of species. But I keep an open mind all the time, and that's the reason why I have been public that we should continue to look for the origin. That email, in no way, you can misconstrue it however you want. That email was from a person to me saying thank you for whatever it is he thought I said. And I said that I think the most likely origin is a jumping of species. I still do think it is, at the same time as I'm keeping an open mind that it might be a lab leak.
There was an email on April 16th, an email exchange between you and NIH Director Francis Collins. The email sent to you said conspiracy theory gains momentum. And this, again, was the idea of the lab leak. Those emails, though, as you can see on the screen, or I can see on the screen, was all redacted between you and Francis Collins.
Yeah.
Do you happen to remember? Do you remember
John,
what was the email?
John, they only took about 10,000 emails from me. Of course I remember. I remember all 10,000 of them. Give me a break.
but to be clear, you're saying you don't remember. You can't tell us what was in the body of that exchange.
I don't remember what's in that redacted. But there, I mean, the idea, I think, is quite far-fetched that the Chinese deliberately engineered something so that they could kill themselves as well as other people. I think that's a bit far out, John.
Is it really that far out? Well, when stated that way, perhaps it is, so they can kill themselves. But when they control both the creation of and the fix for this particular bioweapon, it's not so far out. I've downloaded all of the emails, even the redacted ones. And you know, it's interesting because who had done the redactions? Well, it was either Fauci or one of his staff, but he should recall the fact that these were redacted. But when you look at this, when you look at these emails, there's no doubt. And let me grab my notes on this. I've got to stop doing this, and I've got to have I got to go back to my paper notes here. Let me just see if I can bring this up. Yeah, the National Institute of Health and Nancy Fauci emails. When you look at the fact that, hey, you know, thanks for covering my butt about this, because now they're starting to talk about, hey, maybe this virus, you know, the SARS-CoV-2 virus, maybe this was manufactured. When you bring that up, oh my gosh. So, Fauci comes out and dispels that conspiracy theory. And then the other person says, well, hey, thanks for covering for me. And Fauci says, no, I didn't mean that. Oh my gosh. Anyway, I'm looking at the series of emails. And just to drive this point home further, when you start going through the emails, you'll find, and it's on my Scribd account as well, if that means anything to anyone. I'll put a link to it on HagmanReport.com. But when you start going through them, you'll see the evolution of the lie, the evolution of the lies, plural. All right. Why is this important? Because all of this is going to have to, based on the voluminous evidence, is going to have to really show the lie for what it is. And it's all about control. It's not about a virus. It is about the jab, but not about the virus. And it's all about control. And it's all about the globalists. And it's all about to come out. midsummer. I'm telling you, watch July. July is going to be an extremely dangerous time. And into August. Folks, you're listening to the Hagman Report. I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to be working in the field tomorrow. Maybe I'll put something up. Hey, maybe I can even get Russ to come in and do some things. If he's in the area, I don't know. Wink, wink, nod, nod, right? Thank you so very much. Happy birthday, Eric the Tech. God bless you. Folks, have a great night.